This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast. What's up, friends? And this is an original intro because I want to show great value to my employers. How's everybody doing?
Well, do you think like we'd can your intros and record them and like press fly?
No, I just want to stay on point. Lest you ever think like he's getting lazy with the intros.
Oh. How could I think you got lazy when you've got that sharp mustache?
I knew Serene would comment on it.
It looks like the guy in the prison that owns the shank knife, you know?
Dan has sported a mustache, people. I don't know what to think, honestly, Dan. I look at your face and I'm...
You vomit. It's dirty. It's dirty, let's be honest.
No, it could be Zoroette. He was quite the...
I always found you pleasant to look at. Pleasant. I'd call you a pleasant man.
Yeah, go on.
But my pleasantness, I'm not against mustaches.
Are you displeased?
But the pleasantness has been removed.
You're not as pleased.
Well, it's up to Mrs. Valdez.
It almost looks like he could be Charlie Chapman with a sinister side when they found out maybe once that Charlie, I'm making it up, but Charlie Chapman actually had embezzled billions of dollars from
exactly.
his producers. That's what you look like. The Charlie Chapman with the dark side.
It's actually not all up to Miss Valdez, Mrs. Valdez. I think the consensus of Women Universal is needed.
What?
Before
no,
Mel's-
it's really up to Valdez, Mrs.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you know, she can be partial. She could become used to it and accustomed to the dirty stash. You know, when I look in the mirror, I see a dirty prison inmate.
You like it?
Nah, I don't think I do. This
started doing this for attention.
It started
much.
As a joke.
Yeah.
And then after I felt like I tortured my wife sufficiently,
yeah.
I went, man, let's just see where this thing goes.
Oh, okay.
This may go full. I mean, who knows what I'm capable of?
That's true. Maybe,
what if it goes like out
but
left
maybe,
to right?
Maybe it will. You will start to oil it and do special little finger things on the side.
Yeah, and
I
be
will
that
hate
guy.
That. Don't ever sit here in this party fiddling you with your mustache.
And just the noise. You can just Ooh. Hear the scratching noise on the mic.
Leslie, can you bell? Leslie needs to bell the moustache talk. Bell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because our mamas can't see that anyway.
And the new year. People are wanting something.
Hey, in
to
other
move
news, why am I signing
with?
Pictures of ourselves?
I don't know. Oh, Leslie
this
pops.
Is current. This is a current thing?
There's no moustache in that picture.
Do we need
old.
To tell the podcast listeners about this
What? What
picture?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm signing a picture.
Okay. Hey, I do have something deep today to bring. Right. I know it's just like the second potty in the new year, so I thought to myself, Pearl, should you really bring this? Serene usually brings the deep stuff, and you usually bring
Pearl,
the practical.
You bring heaps of pearls of wisdom.
But then I've got this deep thing on my mind, and I thought, Pearl, you should do all the practical things for the new year, and I can't shake this. I can't shake it. So I thought maybe...
Isn't that funny? Because I've only got practical things right now. So next party, I'll bring practical. You bring the deep.
It's like one of the movies where you switch bodies.
I know. Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Oh, my goodness. So here it is. This is... I'm usually the nice one, too.
Is your heart pounding?
No, it's just... I'm just going to go there. I usually am a little concerned about people. I don't like to turn too many people off in our potties,
oh, I
you
love
know?
It.
I know you love to. Serene Dan doesn't mind either. but I'm usually the one saying, oh, come back, we didn't mean that, you know. But today I'm going to bring something that's probably not very safe. It's all about trigger warnings.
Okay, let's get it.
Serene's so excited.
You said not safe, not politically correct.
So really, I thought to myself, really, this party is a trigger warning for your trigger warnings to get rid of all your trigger warnings. Because I feel like we live in a society where trigger warnings
are... Can everyone hear this air conditioning? I can't concentrate on your deep stuff.
It's like a
tornado
it's like
coming
a
through
gentle
the room.
Whir in the background.
I don't think they
you
can
almost
hear it.
Can't even
you can
discern.
Turn it off, love.
It's so
it
loud. Can you not?
It
hear
is
that?
Loud, but I don't think
maybe
they're going to pick
have
it
a special,
up.
Very softly.
A special brain.
No, Serene. When I listen back to the potty and you never do, I'm always the loudest one because I get right in the mic.
Oh, okay, good for you.
Oh,
I noticed that
now.
As well.
And I was just about to bring it. Okay, I was about to go there.
Sorry.
All right, reset.
Set it up again.
Back to one.
And
in our
cut.
In our society,
action.
Hush up.
Action is the word
up.
You're looking for.
And action, that's what it was.
It's a cut.
She said hand cut.
In our society, and I want to say this with love. Okay, that's my trigger warning for the trigger warning.
All right.
We are warning everybody because we are all emotionally
if you
vulnerable.
To heal people about their triggers, you better trigger them.
Just let me say it.
Good.
the reason I'm saying all this was something that happened to our sister over the new year, and I'm going to bring that story in. But we are carrying around emotional vulnerabilities that we're wearing as our identity. And then when we are triggered, we're saying, but hey, you're not allowed to trigger me, or that's my trigger. It's mine, right? Mm-hmm. So today I want to talk about actually getting rid of our triggers.
Well, that's
I've
good.
Had to actually get rid of some triggers in my own
me
life.
Too.
And because triggers, what are triggers? Like, they're a strong emotional response, right? And so that's why all colleges these days mm-hmm. are like, be careful of this material. There's a trigger warning on it, okay? Mm-hmm. So because we're protecting everybody because something might invoke a strong emotional response.
And this is good because I know you're going to go deep, 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 and that's really good. But it's good for even the light things. Some people like won't wear a dress again because they had a bad date in it.
Oh, yeah.
And even if it's a great dress, like an awesome dress, it costs them $150.
Yeah.
They won't wear it again. It's like bad luck. But yeah. It's just ridiculous. They can't put emotion onto something
but
like
that. But a trigger is a lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
A trigger says, well, I'm broken in that area. And it says, I'm not free in that area. I'm triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but a lot of times because of culture, society saying it's okay, we're all triggered in some area and be careful, let's not step on people's triggers. We all go around carrying these triggers, but I believe we're supposed to shed them.
Because
I don't believe we're supposed to be broken. And as a Christian, Christ broke his body so I can be whole, not so I can stay broken.
Mm.
So many of us are going around being broken because we think, well, it's okay to be a Christian and to be broken. But to me, yes, of course, we're weak and failing, but all of that because God came that we might be whole.
But we're not meant to say we're weak and failing.
No.
Isn't it meant to be the weak? Let the weak say I'm
strong.
Let the
right.
redeemed
But we're not
say
perfect.
So.
But it's all about letting him make us whole. But I feel like we have to let him. And to let somebody make us whole, we have to identify that, hey, we've got these areas in our life that we're holding on to, and maybe we just jolly well don't need to.
And we're not meant to identify with our imperfections.
Yeah.
Because that's a dangerous place. We're actually meant to identify with his perfection, and that perfection is living in us. And slowly, day by day, we are being made as one looking into a mirror and become more like him day by day. So our identity is him inside of us, not our broken selves.
It's so true.
I feel like, people say, well, I'm just a sinner. I'm saved by grace, but I'm just a lost and lonely sinner. No, you're not. It's the wrong identity.
You've got to see Serene's face when she
does it's just the wrong identity because you're actually saved by grace. And that's the part that you're meant to cling to, not that broken part. Otherwise, we'll never be who he called us to be and what he paid us for.
Preach.
Can I have a hanky, please?
Get the girl a white hanky, okay? Wipe the sweat off the brow. I want to go now. Now is why I was worried, okay? But I'm not going to wear the worried thing because I'm going to go.
Don't be triggered, Pearl.
I'm going to go to some places here that you might not be ready for me to go to.
Me?
No, you, not you.
Okay.
But these are precious places.
Yeah.
These are hurtful places.
Precious, what people think are precious.
Yes, but they carry hurt.
Yes.
Serene's like, I'm more thug than you.
For those of us who have walked through infertility.
Yes.
And that's hard, right? Or miscarriage. And then when somebody, it's a big, huge trigger. And I'm not yelling at everyone here. I'm just going there because no one else is. And we're sisters, right? And so I feel like if we're sisters, maybe we should go there. Maybe we should just talk
Meaning
this
the sisters
out.
Sisters at large, all these.
Yeah, maybe we're your sisters, right? So when Serene sees something in my life, she comes to me. When I see something in her life, she comes. We are open books, but we're sisters because sisters can speak truth and love.
You said to me on Sunday, you're like, I've seen an expression on your face today that's different than any expression you've ever worn in the last 44 years. What's going on?
Yeah, I did. many of us, I haven't dealt with infertility. I have dealt with miscarriage. So I have dealt with other things that I considered myself triggered over and I've had to walk out, and maybe I'll mention some of those. They're actually quite areas of my life I really haven't talked about publicly before. But so many of us now, we have to have warnings on things because, hey, I've walked through infertility. I haven't been able to get pregnant yet. And when someone else has a baby, I can't even go to her baby shower. Or if someone announces, that they're pregnant, that's such a hurtful, deep place in my life. And honestly, hear me, I know. I can't know, but I can imagine the pain.
I can
right?
imagine.
I mean, can we just give a moment of silence for the pain just for a second?
Yes.
I mean, I'm not belittling that.
It's the deepest cry of a woman.
Yes.
It's, you know, the barren womb cries out. It cries out. Pearl's crying.
But, yeah, I got tears in my eyes. But I'm just going to go there for a second. Still, do we want to wear that trigger over our lives where we can't look in someone else's face and be so jolly joyful for her that she's pregnant because of our own pain? Because of our own pain. You know, Serene just went through two miscarriages, you know, and someone else got pregnant. I've watched you. Serene, you had the choice, right? To wear that pain and not be happy.
Well,
when
I feel
someone
like
else
you know,
just got pregnant.
I haven't gone through what other people have gone through, like 15 years of infertility. And
I
so,
know.
But just in the little thing I went through, I remember the one
it
baby shower.
It's not little,
I went
you
to.
Just lost two
okay,
babies.
The first
okay?
baby shower I went to when I lost the first one this year.
Yeah.
I was
I watched
bleeding
you.
At, on the day, like I'm I miscarrying on the day. And then the next baby shower, I don't know why God didn't organize this, but the next baby shower, I was actually still passing another baby on it. It was so weird, the timing of that.
I know.
It was crazy.
Yeah, but Serena, I watched you and I wondered what would happen, right? Because it's hard. It's hard. But I saw you choose. And I saw because you chose, and I'm not saying you're perfect in all areas because you're my sister and sometimes you're a brat, okay? So
yeah,
like
totally
I am.
Brat.
So but you have been tenacious about being whole, Serene. Tenacious about being as whole as you can as a human in this world. I've seen you run for that with all your might and not allow any part of you to stay broken. And because of that, you know, I watched you at those baby showers and you didn't pretend. You were just joyous because you chose to be joyous. And I think in life, I'm not belittling anyone's pain here, but those of you who have struggled with these things, I'm just going there today because I believe that there is healing. It might not even be the way you want it to be, but I believe we can choose to be whole in these areas where we don't have these triggers. There's other things. Well, what about just in our Trim Healthy Mama journey? Some of us some go from 50, you know, 50 pounds lost in 6 months. And others, you know, 2 years down the track, you've lost 5 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I've even seen posts on the group like, hey, it's a trigger for some of us to see your waist loss photos. I've seen some people leave our groups because it's so hard for them to see other people's success and their joy because it's pain for them because it's a trigger. It's an emotional response.
And there's relationship triggers.
There are.
You know, people can't go to weddings if that's all they've longed for is finding a partner to get married to, you know, or sometimes it's, you know, you stop being friends with somebody who has the very thing that you want, like who has the nice husband and not the jerk.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You don't want their husband, but you want somebody who loves you like that.
And that's part of my, you know, I walked out of something in my marriage where there was something that I really longed for and sought after and I didn't have it at the time. And I used to go to mum's groups and they'd talk about, you know, their husband and this. And at the time I felt justified. I'm like, I said to myself, I can't go to these groups. It's too painful for me because I don't have that in my husband. You know, I really don't. And that's really hurtful. And every time they talk about it, I have to go home and I'm not seeing that. And you know, and I wore that for years.
You can't explain any little bit of that, can you?
I can't really.
Yeah, I'm like
because
foot
it's,
massage.
No,
talking.
I can't really because, you know, I throw my husband out here all the time. But there's some things I'm not going to say.
No, I totally agree.
Just because respect his privacy or whatever. And some things I do talk about my husband, some things I don't. That's fully restored in my marriage now. And I want to talk about that too. But I literally had to throw that little precious pain away and be jolly joyful for others before I even got my own healing in that area. Mm-hmm. I just had to become whole first and only God can make us whole. But even putting God aside, I do believe that we can choose just scientifically and even be whole and not wear these issues that become then chemicals in our body,
and
tear
you know,
down our health, be our identity.
It can be holidays.
Vacations?
It can be your birthday. Yes. Maybe something terrible happened on your birthday. Your best friend passed away or something. And now forevermore, it can only be sadness on your birthday. Or Christmas can be totally thrown away for life. No joy. No joy on Christmas because of a trigger.
Yeah.
And not that those triggers aren't incredibly deeply, there's no words to describe how deep some of these triggers mm-hmm. are involved with as far yeah. as emotions, the emotional involvement. But like Pearl said, I agree. But I think it's time for us to seek wholeness, because it's actually not taking away the fact that you've that it's not dishonoring that the death of whoever no. or the brokenness of whatever. It's not, it's actually honoring it by saying I'm brokenness is making that whole thing worse. And if it's a loved one that you're mm-hmm. saying I'm not going to be honoring you if I move on with joy. Mm-hmm. No, you're dishonoring it because you're bringing more pain than they didn't want you to have.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
With these triggers, you know, in this culture, we're all, it's set up now to find safe places. Well, this is a safe place. You're not going to be triggered here. But I don't think safe places are that good for us, really. I mean, you know, if you want to even look at the Bible, it's not a safe place for most people. Yeah. I mean, you can look in there and be triggered almost every page.
Oh, yeah.
Are we supposed to really live these really tiny little bubbled lives where we're not going to be triggered?
Well, wasn't Jesus called the stumbling block?
Yes.
Because he triggered nearly everybody?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say something, I totally forgot.
Well, you know, people have started to do these trigger warnings everywhere we go, and you know,
oh, yes.
I remember we had a party. I'm not pointing. I'm just going to trying to show you how prevalent this is. We had a party when you got pregnant with
Solace.
No, not Solace.
What first baby I lost this year?
No, you got pregnant. Oh, yeah, it might have been Solace, and it was a big announcement.
Yeah, that was Solace.
And you know, and I heard from a lot of people like, Pearl, you should have put a trigger warning on that with Serene's announcement. There's so many of us that hurts. We can't be hearing these announcements. Wow. No, please hear my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, as I said before, there is pain. Mm-hmm. But do we want to live our lives in this way, and should we? Mm-hmm. But I just want to say, okay, so everyone is set up now to do trigger warnings and to keep everyone safe and protected from words and things like mm-hmm. that. And I'm not saying be impolite and stamp on everyone's what they're paying. I'm not mm-hmm. saying that. I'm saying we should mourn with others, and I'm saying we should be very careful with our words. But for the person going through it, that's what I'm talking to today.
Right.
And, you know, so lately it's all about, hey, here's a trigger warning, here's your safe place, don't trigger everyone. But a couple of studies have just come out. There was one this year, June of this year, that came out. And they actually took trauma survivors of mm-hmm. many different traumas from mm-hmm. childhood, sexual traumas, mm-hmm. you know, very hard things. And they were randomly assigned to either receive trigger warnings when they were shown some very hard things or exposed to them, or not trigger warnings. And they found out, this is what they said, we found no evidence that trigger warnings were helpful for trauma survivors. For participants who self-reported a post-traumatic stress disorder, they found that substantial evidence that trigger warnings counter-therapeutically reinforce survivors' view of their trauma as central to their identity.
Wow, that's so huge. That is so huge.
Yeah, the trigger warning origin is, I don't believe, to warn anyone. I believe it's to make the video you're about to watch more interesting. It's a clickbait.
Right, what he's saying, in your mind, you start. Well, the warning prepares you, so you start thinking about the event. So it's like you.
Yeah, and then they said, John, on the mic. Yep, John comes, but I want to finish what they said. The evidence was either ambiguous or substantially favored the hypothesis that trigger warnings have no effect. In fact, in summary, we found that trigger warnings are not helpful for trauma survivors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did you want to say, John?
I think Danny started down this path, but I think it's a worthy discussion in and of itself. And I know we can't have it here, but the whole concept of a trigger warning in the first place, all it is, and you used a phrase earlier, it's the triggering of some emotion,
strong emotional response. Yeah. Yes.
And I would say that this whole topic speaks to an even bigger topic. There are some forces out there in modern life that just, they either want to squash or they do not see the value of independent thought. And just the whole concept of independence in the first place, it seems to be under fire. Yeah. And so this whole concept of a trigger warning, I mean, I can understand, like, I don't get me wrong, I had tears in my eyes too, thinking about, like, especially what Serene has gone through and how hard that's got to be to go through what you went through, somebody else with a baby. But, and I don't mean to, like, oversimplify this, but, like, I know you well enough to know you're a sound, beautiful, kind, caring person. And so you aren't going to look, even though you just went through something horrific, you're not going to look at somebody else who has a baby and you don't, and you're not going to look at them.
No.
In some sort of negative. Like, you're going to be, I know you, you're going to be crazy happy for
crazy
them.
Crazy happy.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're not afraid to feel. And
there's
freedom to feel. Yeah. Yes. It's like man, no one has felt pain like you felt recently.
Well,
that pain 10 minutes later and feel joy for someone else who might be feeling the exact opposite of the source of your fear and pain and suffering.
And there's beauty. And I want to, can
you,
I John, say this
thank
quickly?
You got there.
Just when you said about there is to embrace feeling sometimes, and that's what's the world so crazy right now with all this Prozacs and all, I don't even know the exact names. And Prozacs
and we're not
whatever.
Saying that they're sometimes
no, but
they're not
sometimes
helpful.
I was prescribed Xanax.
People just don't want to feel, and sometimes they want to be made not normal. They think, oh, I've been a little bit emotional today, and had a harder day. Well, I've been greatly emotional today, and they just want that straight road. They don't want the roller coaster. Well, as women, we can be kind of roller coastery, you know. And I do want to say,
did you say can?
That
you should have said are.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's smart.
You know, I keep on having these great things to say, and they keep going out of my brain.
Oh, did I take
what
it?
What is going on? No,
my rabbit
because,
trail.
When we talk about the other things, that you will feel it. But I think what John says is the feeling thing.
Yes, and it was
you know
about
because
the
sometimes
thing.
It is very.
Oh,
strong.
That's it. It came back. The feeling thing. So I just recently talked to somebody who had the same situation as me, but she was at the beginning of the whole thing. She just went to the ultrasound. There was no heartbeat. But no sign of bleeding, no sign of miscarriage. It was the shock ultrasound. It's like you think everything's fine and then there's just this still baby on the screen. And so she called me up for advice because she's like, I don't know what to do. They're saying I could take the drug, I could do the DNC straight away, or I could let my body start naturally. And my one advice to her was, you know, maybe when I realized that my body wasn't doing it naturally within the first couple of weeks, then I probably should have moved faster towards some of the other stuff. But I'm glad I allowed myself to go through almost the rite of passage for that baby. And then she goes, but I've never had, this is her first baby, I've never had a baby before and I've never seen blood like that and I've never felt contraction. I'm just so scared to go through with that and to see stuff. And I said, yes, you could think of it that way and it's totally up to you. But I just want to let you know, for me, it was important for me to go there for this baby, to actually not get my hands dirty, but even though I did, but to get my mind, like to let it actually go to the reality of what happened and was happening and see it as a birth of that baby. And I said, maybe it's even more healing for you. Instead of it to be vacuumed out of you without mm-hmm. you even seeing anything, so you've left numb, like, was I pregnant? Am I, like, is this just an awful nightmare? But actually to actually go to the actual, to live through it mm-hmm. is almost healthier. To
harder,
feel it.
Harder and healthier.
Yeah,
right?
Harder but healthier, yes.
And that's what I want to talk about.
Because for me it is. Yeah. I go to that same bathroom where a lot yeah. of the crazy stuff happened on the way.
You still cry a lot.
I do, but on the yeah. way to the emergency room, there's this one bathroom I had to stop at. Like, you know, it was just crazy. And that was where a lot of stuff was coming out. But when I go to that petrol station, just I actually have to just stop there sometimes. Instead of a trigger spot to me, I look around that those awful gray bathroom walls and I'm like, it's almost a sacred place. To me, it's beautiful. To me, it was like a part of this very special moment in my life. So I feel like I...
But Serene, is that a choice?
It was a choice.
Yeah.
It was a total choice. But now these memories are beautiful to me. They're special. They are my precious, not the trigger.
Because when you choose something, you start to make proteins with your thought choices and proteins remain, okay? So that's what happens. But I want to talk... So this was all inspired for, you know, you... It should be a practical health, what you're going to eat 2021, but instead I just can't get this off my mind.
That's
and
huge pill.
And I just want to say maybe 2021 is letting us feel and letting us be healthy rather than, you know, avoiding the triggers and then choosing to have to be able to have joy for others. So what happened? I want to talk about our sister Vange.
Oh,
something incredible happened to her. She has lived in she had 10 children and she has lived in a very, 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 very tiny home.
One room.
She actually had their main bed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And may I add to this piece real quick? I have, my family's been friends with obviously you guys and of course her family as well for all of this time.
Yeah.
And we've spent a lot of time in this one room.
Didn't you like sit on the bed if you're going to talk and have fellowship? Like,
oh, yeah. You sit on their bed. The kids can't get in it because they're little dirty feet.
Yeah.
They just trashed the sacred space. But it was one room. And as much as they had filling that room, there would still be multiple families a week partying it out till
That's
into the
done.
Night.
And for although they did have 10 children, so they had it sectioned off where they had their privacy. But they had one, they've all these years had one bathroom too for 10 kids. But like Danny said, they have given their lives to helping others. Like, and people came into their home. So they have just loved on people. Vange, you know, you've heard her here on the party. She's been a friend and a mother to the motherless and the friendless. I mean,
do you know every time we have a baby shower, Pearl?
Yes.
You're like, Pearl, should we do it at Pearl's? You're like, do you want to do it at your house this time, Serene? And so we always do it at mine. I'm like, no, mine's not ready. Do it at Pearl's. But Vange has never had her place ready, but she's always the place. Like, let's let it be at my place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So despite.
And I've seen millionaires.
Yep.
Millionaires in that place hanging out.
Everyone just loves it. It's the humility of it because she doesn't care. She keeps it beautiful and clean. The reason you're like, well, why could they never get a normal house? Well, the reason is because they wanted to do everything. They don't believe in you know, taking loans or anything. Yeah. Some don't. I mean, we took loans, but Vange and her husband doesn't.
And Howard's a single income provider who doesn't believe
in
borrowing.
10 kids, but let me tell you, they always had enough food to feed not only them, but everybody who came to
my
their
kids
house.
Too.
It was their ministry.
They went that way to have this money for food. It's like they serve
never, ever,
day.
Ever been low on food. If you go to their house, you get stuffed. Fed, right?
And some of Howard's custom concoctions grape juice, carbonated grape juice.
And he's an inventor and a scientist. So he's the best guy in the world. He's just different in his mindset, okay? So, you know, to have that normal home and the suburban home.
No, because he's
home,
the inventor, you see. He can't do some stick-built house in one day.
Right.
He was making inventions and like the house was just too incredibly, it became so involved.
It was always going to happen. It was always planning, so it never happened.
They're just too intelligent for it.
And then all that time, you know, he also fixes lasers for his job. So he's gone a lot.
Traveling
Their plan was to build this wild and wacky, big, crazy house. It never got built. All these years later,
it got framed. Yeah.
But then the frames got left, and the frames started disintegrating. So even the frames came down.
Oh, well, okay. When you're a busy, hardworking man, you're always gone, and you're bringing in the food. Oh no,
he's great. But the two of them, I cannot tell you how many people they've reached out to.
They're reaching out to others instead of doing their own projects. But they're doing other people's projects.
I mean, literally, the lives that they have ministered to, I cannot tell you. Mm-mm. Well, you know, Serena and I, we used to be, you know, very penny pinching. We had no money. We were on the poor side of the poor scale, right? But then Trim Healthy Mama happened. We have been blessed.
Oh, yeah.
And so I built this big, beautiful house.
We were on food stamps. Get real.
I built this beautiful house. It's not a mansion, but to me, it's my dream home. And I want to tell you, my sister, living in her tiny one room, every day that I was building this house, she would come over and just dance and skip and tell me, Pearl, you got to do this here. And she was more excited for my house than I was for mine. The same Serena.
Do you know what happened to Stephen? I was talking to Stephen before the whole gift to Vange.
Yeah.
We had him out. We just explained what was going to happen, blah, blah, blah,
blah. We haven't told people what happened yet.
No, but this is just a little prep, yeah, whatever. So, but I was... He was like, Serene, this is so exciting. Because when Pearl brought me out to look at her new home that they'd just finished, guess who showed me around the house?
Yeah.
Vange, because she heard that I was coming out and wanted to see the house. And she was going to be the, what do you call it? The
host?
The host. Yeah. The person that was going to show. Like she was the house shower.
Yeah, she's like, look here, Steve.
This is amazing. Look at that's amazing. This is all stone, Steve. And look, this room, they're going to have that. No, they're going to enlarge that, Steve. And he was just talking about how she's always been so excited about everybody
for all of us.
Yes.
With her own home being 400 square foot, you know?
She comes out to my house, which is still being built, by the way.
Yes, but your house is awesomely being still built and it's getting huge, right?
Yes, so, it's amazing. And she comes out nearly every weekend just to talk to Sam about, okay, what's next, Sam?
Yep.
Are you doing that? Okay, what about this color? And she's so about it.
Yeah, so
but no jealousy.
No, so that's what I'm going to say. Our homes were not a trigger for her. They were a joy for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, man, I would just look at her.
And can I say that about her too?
Yeah.
You know, I think she ended her baby making years with about 7 miscarriages. 8. Yeah. She was bitten by a black widow and she miscarried one baby. And ever since then, I don't know, like when she was still in the years of the ability of fertility before. So she, you know, she kind of had a row. She ended on she wouldn't even have worked that out in her brain that she ended on losses because she wouldn't have looked at it like that. But she's so excited about every time a person had a baby around her.
Yeah, she's the most excited. Yeah. All I want to say is our sister, we're not trying to make her out to a perfect person. We're just trying to show an example of what you can choose. Mm-hmm. And she chose this because there were times where, okay, I will let you know. Some day she just got mad about her house. She did, right, Serene? Occasionally.
Because she has a lot of boys that live in there and boys aren't the cleanest.
Just occasionally she would.
And they're all mad scientists. They're all smart. They've all got inventions going
on. And then she'd just...
It's a lot of
She'd just express it and then decide and then choose. And then choose again. I've seen her choose so many times. So, you know, I watched her
and
just...
And with happiness, do a lot of hard work.
Yeah, but I watched her just be so happy. I watched her be happy for this. And Serena and I said, you know, we always said, if we ever get money.
No, what I mean by that happiness and a lot of hard work is sometimes, you know, the mess would just, you know, because they all like, they bring things in for their inventions.
Yes.
There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, there's a
lot of stuff. Instead of just getting angry and just being mad at everybody, she would just, you know, say, I'm kind of fed up with the mess. And then with a very happy smile and super excited, spend 2 weeks cleaning the whole land, the whole acreage up.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene.
And Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
So look, this is not a big thing like of Serene and I, because this was our most joyous thing in our life. We always said, whoever, if we ever, ever, ever get
it's
money.
It's about our parents, too,
we,
by the
yes,
way.
And our parents. We actually, the place where my house burned down, you'll know my story. We lived in a trailer on my parents' land. It burned down. And so some insurance money came a little bit. My dad framed a small home.
And he'd already had septic and electricity. Yeah, it all paid for.
So it just went there to a frame. So... It we figured out, why it bordered my sister Vanja's land. So Serena and I one day got together and like, this should be their house.
It's good. It was meant to be a rental house, though, for my mom and dad, because that was their income. Pearl and Charlie used to pay rent to my parents, and that's the way that they had an income. It's the only income they have because my mom's in full time.
So it was
ministry.
Actually being built as an Airbnb or
it
something.
It was.
Yeah, it was going to be an investment property.
Well, in the beginning, and then we realized the hardest thing was keeping it a secret. No, this house is for Vanja and Howard, and let's make it big and let's make it amazing.
Well, we had built it so far to be the rental. And then when God laid upon Pearl in my heart that, no, we've just got to buy this off of our parents and give it to Vanja, but we'll get to my parents. They're a huge, huge part of it. We started knocking down walls that we'd already built because we're like, this is not Vanja.
It can't work Vanja-fied. For Vanja.
Yeah. We made it a Vanja house. Have you seen the kitchen, Denny?
Of the
you
new
gotta,
one.
Yeah, have
I've
you been to the new one? Oh,
you've
got to go
the
over there today. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'd love to
so
go.
So anyway, over a year, we have kept this a secret. No, Vanja had no idea.
But can I say this one thing?
Yeah.
So God laid upon our heart, and we're like, but how are we going to tell mom and dad? Because, you know, it's their home, and they've already put a lot of money into it. And all the foundation of what was there from, you know, all the septic, electricity and all that, that's all big part of their stuff. And how are we going to tell mom and dad that we really, God's laid this on our hearts? Well, we went and told them. They're like, what? For the last year?
Yeah,
it's been our dream. We just talk excited and giddy about it every night. You know that we want to do this for Vanja.
They just couldn't finish it.
Yeah, but it had already been on their hearts.
Wow. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
So over a year, Serena and I've been keeping the secret. You know, our husbands too, and Vanja would go over there and look at the progress for mum and dad because she thought it was their B&B for their income.
Yeah.
So Vanja would go over almost every day and talk about how beautiful it was. But, you know, no idea that it was going to be for her.
It's actually her house.
She was looking at
her
house.
So you guys, now it was on Christmas or shortly after
Christmas Eve, and we're just trying.
But wait, before you get that, okay, but she started to get angry at the, like in a good way for our parents, like righteously angry. She's like, Pearl and Serene and whoever it was that was down there, this Airbnb people are going to wreck this mom and dad.
Yeah, she was worried it was going
to be wrecked. This house is too nice. They're going to wreck it. And are we going to have to put up a barbed wire fence because we don't know who's going to be staying there. And we've got all our girls that love to walk through the
woods. And she wanted
mom
and dad to move into it, you know. But so anyway, she had all these ideas. And so Christmas Eve, so those of you who actually followed my personal page on Facebook, you probably saw this, but the video got shown. She had no idea. We had to trick her to get there. Her and her husband, a whole family, we said we're going to do carols. And we called it the B&B, Mum and Dad's B&B, carols at the B&B to bless it for the new year, you know. So she goes over there and she wanted to see the progress because it was last minute getting it down. She's checking in the kitchen. Well,
we all sung on the way down.
There's a sign in the living room. Danny, go over and see it today. And it says the Johnsons.
I talked to Howard about this.
Okay, everyone's looking at this Johnsons except Van. She's going around inspecting all the kitchen. She's trying to pull at the latches and see how it is. And she's checking out the tiles. She's like really inspecting it to see if it's good enough for mum and dad, you know. And then everyone finally, after about 5 minutes, everyone nudges her and just points and it says the Johnsons at the top of this beautiful sign that her son made. And I've never seen her like this because you know her, Leslie. She's the most wildest, loudest person in the world and she just jumps around and she just, you know, yells and just
cartwheels.
But she was the most quietest I've ever seen her in the world. She just broke. She just fell on her knees and she just it was the deep. I'm apart from getting married and having my children, I've never been that moved in my life.
What that represents to the Johnson family is so
It was
tremendous.
The best moment almost of my life. It was serene. We couldn't sleep. So, I couldn't sleep that night.
Pearl said Christmas was junk after that because she was on such a high from Christmas Eve. When she woke up Christmas morning, she's like, it's all over. It's all over.
But it was so amazing. And since that moment, she can't get over it. She can't get over the goodness of the Lord.
They stayed in that place.
Husband.
They had plans on Christmas Eve. Like we said, we had to trick them to get there.
Yeah.
But the whole family stayed till 3 a.m. playing guitar.
They just sat there and they sung and they cried and they sung and then they laughed and then they cried and they sang and they laughed. But I cannot tell you the amount of people that have just messaged me or called me. I've got calls just saying, you don't know what the Johnsons did for my life. You don't know. This is God's providence for them. This is his repayment.
They were parental figures for my brother for a season.
Yes.
He lived there and they were discipled him.
And that to say, it is God's blessing, but it's, you know, none of us deserve God's favor. It's all unmerited. But when I look at what she sowed, you know, she sowed seeds of joy for others.
Yeah, that's
you know, when
so
her
true.
Life wasn't... Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, she loves homes. That's her thing.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah. It's not like, well, that's not a big trigger. It's not big like
trigger.
Well, for her it is, though, because that's all she
would do, sit down and design homes, design kitchens.
Yeah, the woman lived in 400 square feet her entire life while she celebrated everyone else's success. The wealthy people that came through their life, she did nothing but pray into their business and how to help them get more money. And
even like, you know, the Trim Healthy Mama, I mean, she's been her own wild self. She didn't write the book with us, but you know, but she's been,
and then Serena and I. She's just as health conscious. Yeah, yeah,
just as health conscious. Just as, I mean, you know, she could have been jealous of our success, but all she would do was pray for us and come over and like, Pearl, God wants to bless you more and more and more. And, you know,
tell us how it's going. How's it going? Yeah,
there they are struggling, you know, and then God's blessing our business. Not to say we haven't had our struggles, but God's blessing has been on it. And, you know, all she has done is just talk it up and pray it up. And I'm wordless for how just with that we've played this just small, minute part in this. I just feel it's the biggest honor in the world to do this.
No, it's like the greatest, like if you've watched a film and you've watched the main character, not that this perfectly represents Vange, but you watch the main character go through their trials and suffering and the adventure and they never did it. But then at the end, they get that happily ever after thing. Yeah. I mean, it's that type of good
really
feeling.
Is. Yeah. It is such a good feeling.
So I called up Howard because I saw the video on your Facebook and I called Howard and I said, dude, what's going on? And he just told me this whole story and he said that when he went in, he goes, so I went in this house to pray for it for the new year. And you know how calm he is.
Yes, right? He's so calm.
He's like, I walked past a sign, said the Johnsons. And he goes, I thought that is the weirdest thing anyone would do for this Airbnb. And he goes, and I never thought about it being remotely my house. He goes, the thought, it was never entered my mind. He goes, I thought it was sort of stupid that they would put our family's name on the Airbnb.
I didn't know that part of the story.
But he's so polite.
Yes.
He just never brought it up. He never questioned it because he thought it could offend whoever's magical little glowing heart put the Johnson's name on the wall. And so in his mind, you know, he reasoned that, you know, it was just a nice thing to do or something. And he said, and I just went on and walked through the house and enjoyed and prayed for it. And he goes, and then, at some point, they said that this was our house. And he goes, I never would have in a million years dreamed.
Did he tell you about how he told me, he said that when he realized that it actually was their house, that he said if glowing Martians had come down a little saucer into
That's
the room.
That's what he told me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you say that illustration?
Yeah.
Well, you say it though, because
you're better
it's
than
fresh.
Me.
I don't think I am.
I just heard it once or twice. I may not get it perfect. He'd say it so much more perfectly, but if glowing Martians had come down in a saucer into the middle of the room and, you know, done a song and dance, that would have been more believable.
That's exactly
and to
it.
To this day, when I see him around now, he still looks at me and he still shakes his head with really weird eyes and said,
"Can't believe
and
it."
Says, "No, I'm still. I haven't processed this, Pearl."
Do you know they ran over the next morning to see if really the sign was still there?
Yeah.
Just to check.
Hey, but I know that we're going to bring this party to a close. I have to go to the bathroom so bad too. But,
you
know, I was thinking I'll tell
Hold
another
it
little
story.
Hold it. I'll tell another little story about myself. And I want you to know that, you know, as I mentioned about my other story, you know, in my marriage, I haven't done this right all the time. For years, I did it wrong and I was triggered. I was that girl who had the trigger, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought I was too fragile.
Yeah.
To be able to be around people that had what I didn't. And then I realized, no, I've been made whole. I'm so happy for those people. And, and you know, one day, and I'm believing for things, and one day they'll come.
Yeah.
And God's, you know, God's going to answer my prayer here or in heaven or what it is, but I'm going to believe, right? But that was earlier in my marriage. I do remember one time, you know, when I'd started to walk into this, just started to realize these things and the difference it has made in my life from those years of actually being triggered all the time. And that hurt, right?
Yeah.
Or when I decided, no, I'm not going to be triggered. So you know, I had five children and I haven't told this story publicly before either. Mm. I wanted more because I loved being pregnant. I come from a big family and we have big families. It's our thing and we love it. We revel in it. every minute about being pregnant, even the morning sickness, you know, the baby, feeling the baby inside me, I cherished it and loved it. Breastfeeding. I loved breastfeeding. I loved the babies. I loved everything. And my babies were the cutest babies in the world. I'm sorry. You haven't had a cuter baby than mine.
Yeah.
We've all said that. We're all like, man, our babies are really yeah. B grade.
So my husband's 15 years older than me. So, you know, we had number five and he said, that's it, Pearl. I want to be around for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm part of this too. I want more. I seriously want more. And he's like, I don't want more. And I said, okay, we're going to go fast and pray about this. And I knew for sure he'd come back saying, you're right. Because I come from like the Barubis family. Hold on. We speak children. We speak families. That's what we're all about,
and you're
right?
Not done until God says you're
done. I ain't done. Look at my sisters. They've got more. You're going to leave me with miserably five children here?
Plus on the hilltop. See,
yeah,
like,
plus
whoever's
on the hilltop.
Pregnant is like the princess too.
Oh, totally. So, you know, so he came back to me and I thought for sure it's all going to be great. We're going to have a bunch more, you know, and he said, no, I still feel like no. And I was like, it just hit me like, what? I mean, like now I look back, I had to work through things because this was my identity, you know.
Yeah. Well, I remember you said to Charlie, I remember, and I want to say my perspective of you walking through this.
Okay,
too.
But I haven't finished. But
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. But I remember you saying to me, I told him, don't take away what I'm good at.
Yeah.
You know, because you used to compile birth stories
on the internet.
You were like,
I was going to write a birth story book. I mean, this is everything to me. I just loved every minute.
And you
of
wrote 100 reasons why we should have another baby.
Yeah.
You wrote 100 on a like a scrap piece of paper and gave
it to
him.
Yeah, and it didn't.
Did you nail it to the church door?
No, I didn't move him. And, you know, and I was like, I thought, well, now I'm going to hand him all the books about vasectomy. I'm going to do everything. And then I got this thing in my spirit, like, Pearl, you got two choices here.
Yeah.
You can either be unhappy because something was taken from you or look at it completely different. I mean, it just came as a download.
Yeah.
You've been given a new season of life and you can choose joy and peace. So in that moment, I remember the moment.
Because you could have had a nasty, uncomfortable marriage.
Yeah, like I was
you'd
lost.
You'd just be bitter.
And
bitter,
I remember bitter, I went to a retreat after that and somebody said, oh, I feel like something's been taken away from you and I want to pray for you and the stuff. And I thought, well, that's all very nice. But I let her pray for me.
Yeah.
But I said to myself, nothing's been taken away from me because I choose at this moment that I'm going to go on with my marriage and not, there won't even be the little inkling.
Because you knew out of his heart he was doing it.
He was doing it as an honorable, wise man. And that was his choice.
Yeah, he was not doing it out of hatred for you all. He didn't
and
love babies.
And I'm not saying
babies.
He's
a baby whisperer to this
day.
Yeah,
he loves the babies. Oh my goodness. I'm not even saying, standing right here, that it was the right choice. It doesn't matter if it was right and wrong. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying. Every couple is different. You know, if we'd gone on and had babies, that could have been the right choice. But that was his choice.
But his heart was beautiful.
His heart was so beautiful to me. And, you know, and he saw that it was actually hard on me, the pregnancy. So he just loves me so much and he wanted to look after me. He wanted to stop.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't make a man be a father again. So I thought, okay, well, you know, I said, I refuse to even allow one inch of bitterness, not an inch. And if I felt it, I'd throw it out. And I just got happy. And Serena asked me, how are you doing? And I'm like,
well, can I share my part of the story? Yes. Because this is huge.
But people did ask me, but your sisters are going to go on and have more babies. What are you going to do? And I said, I'm going to be so happy.
This is huge because Pearl has watched me have many, many babies since. And she has been so my biggest cheerleader through it. I mean, my biggest confidant and with Vange also too. And, I have watched her be so happy. She is the house of the baby showers. But I remember her coming back with no business. She says, I have keep on having this reoccurring dream of this fat baby that
I
can't find. I have this fat little baby. Yes. It's so beautiful. And I had it in the dream. And in the second part of the dream is I wake from the dream, but I'm still dreaming. And I'm looking for that baby in my dream.
Yeah.
And I'm looking in drawers. I'm looking everywhere. And I can't find this baby with the fat cheeks. So I know deep down her body still cries out, but
I
her
still
mind
have that dream.
Has chosen. And I promise you there is no trigger in any part of her mind and she has taken control of her body.
Yeah.
And I just feel like that just speaks huge because a lot of the triggers starts in your mind, but then it's a lot to do with the chemicals of your body, yes, and everything. Yeah. And I have been, it's one thing that I haven't shared with anybody, Bill, but I have been so inspired by you because I know it was an area that was so huge in your life. And I've seen you walk with such incredible and respect to your husband. And you're one of the closest your marriage is one of the closest marriages. Like, it's so intimate and beautiful. And there's no dark Pandora's box where there's a bunch of bitterness stuffed out.
But all that to say, you know, I mean, it hasn't always been perfect, but I have walked into that. I'm only saying this about myself to say that there is joy even when you don't get what you want. I mean, you could look at me and say, well, you have 5 children, Pearl. Yeah, but you know, there's that thing. Sometimes women want more. And that was a thing in my life that I just loved it.
Nobody... Each one is like a new one.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling guilty for mourning my miscarriage in front of other people. Like, yeah. I know, I understand the value of life, each life and all that stuff. But, you know, sitting in the doctor's office and I was feeling a little bit foolish for the way I was crying when I found out. And they just said, well, how many babies? Is this your first? And I'm like, well, actually, no, this was my 10th. Yes. You know, and I imagine them thinking, well, you know, have a little cry, but move on.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But what I realized, and that's what I said to them, I said, well, actually, having all those babies made me realize they're more precious to me after each baby, because I realize how uniquely special and just the preciousness has grown.
I think the preciousness grows with each one of my babies. It grew.
Yeah.
With each one of my babies, it was like, oh my goodness, they took their first step. And like, yes, the first one, it was incredible. But the fifth one, it was even 5 times more incredible, you know?
Yes.
So, but I want to say all that just to, not to toot my own horn, because I've made so many mistakes in my life, but just to say there is joy and freedom. We don't have to carry these triggers. I believe that there is wholeness for all of us, and I believe, and if you're carrying them, that's just my encouragement to you this year.
Trim Healthy Mama product news and notes.
Serene, I want to talk to you about our Trim Healthy Mama Journey app.
Can I tell you something? The other day, my son stormed, and Mama, you were so excited that you guys have got this app that's hit what? It hit something or other.
Best-selling number one
app of all such and such. I don't know. And I'm like, what app? You mean the app we've had out for like 2 years? They're like, Mom.
No, that's the analyzer app.
Yes. They're like, no, Mom, your voice is on it. So I didn't even realize when I do all this work here with John that it was for a journey app. He just said, talk about this. And I'm like, I'd love to talk about that. And I talked about it, but I didn't know. Tell me, Pearl.
Okay, you need to just hush up now, and I'm going to tell you about the app. We didn't tell Serene because Serene is not like the rest of us in that she doesn't know where her phone is. Like, if she ever answers the phone when I call, I'm like, hallelujah chorus, right? I have to go to her house to talk to her. So Serene will probably never be on this app because her and phones aren't besties. But for the rest of us, oh my goodness, what a tool. I am loving this thing. Serene, what you do is you go and it chronicalizes your whole Trim Healthy journey, right? So it's a tracker, but it's not like an obsessive tracker where you do macros, carbs, calories and all that. But you log your meals.
Ooh.
So you take a picture of them and then you have people that follow you and you follow others, right?
Oh, that's so fun.
Every single meal, when you put it in there, it asks you to pick, is it an S or E fuel pool, not on plan crossover? So you pick that.
Yes.
It labels it.
Yes.
Then is it a lunch, dinner, breakfast, snack, supper, whatever? You pick that. It labels it. And then you can write a little bit about it. And you can keep it private or you can just post public.
Yeah.
And so then everyone gets to see what you eat. I have been...
Did you put your green oatmeal on there?
Yes. I've shown people my green oatmeal using the dynamic duo greens.
That's so fun.
Yeah. And some people are like, I could never eat green oatmeal. And now other people are eating green oatmeal just because
it'd be the best for your children, eh?
Yeah.
Like dinosaur guts oatmeal.
But anyway, so it's so good because it keeps you accountable because people are sort of like watching what you eat and then you get ideas from others. I've got so many ideas.
Right, because you're not very proud if you've got nothing to put up but half a McDonald's burger.
Exactly. So it really makes you think, and I'm always thinking, well, hold on, people are going to look at what I eat. Where are my veggies, Pearl? So on my plate, my veggies go,
ooh,
right?
That's so good.
And it's so fun. And then there's so many areas. Like there's our panic buttons. This is what people are loving.
It's almost like a fake it till you make it thing like Danny would talk about, right?
Yeah.
You just got to like put these meals up, act like this is how good you'd normally be, yeah, and then it will be you.
And if it's not on plan, you just put it out there and you're like, hey guys, this is life. And everyone's like, that's okay, get back on. And so, but this panic area, people are loving that so much. That's when you and I recorded all these scenarios for, like,
I was wondering why we would do that.
Help, I'm about to cheat. And then you and I just swarm in, like, yes, super trim, healthy mamas and talk them out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
So fun. There's all that. You guys, if you're not on the app, get on the app. It's cheap. It's like a one-time price of $7.99. That's it.
Wow.
We'll keep updating it. We're getting more and more things for there. But it's so worth it because it's motivational. It's inspirational. It's encouraging. It does all the charts and stuff. If you look at the scale, you don't have to, but then it will chart your progress down and all of that. But it is so fun. And I think it's a great tool for this year. It's helping me, and I've been doing this for like years.
I know, you came to me the other day. You're like, Pearl, Serene, I'm having so much fun on this journey
It is fun. It's totally fun. And so you can get it for Android or
is it
Apple,
worth
right?
Me, like getting involved with my
Everyone
phone?
Keeps asking me, do you think we'll soon see Serene on this app? I'm like, probably no chance because she doesn't know where her phone is.
I dropped my last phone in the toilet. Not me. Sorry, I was potty training a toddler. Yeah.
But I don't know, one day maybe you might like log one meal and everyone will be like, what?
Oh, my famous yuck yum.
Yeah, she won't even be just posting a yuck yum every meal. Here it is again. Okay, you guys, I'll see you on the app.
See ya. Trim Healthy Mama.